Thank you again for listening to Doers of the Word. James chapter 1 verse 22 says from the Complete Jewish Bible, "Don't deceive yourself by only hearing what the Word says, but do it." I would like to open up with prayer to the Lord God Almighty for His power, mercy, grace, anointing to be upon me to say the words that He has given me to say to the nation. Dear Heavenly Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who created the heavens, the earth, the seas, and the universe, the one true Most High God who is going to come. He is going to send His Son, the Messiah. He is in control of everything we see and don't see. God knows all and sees all. The Lord God Almighty, I ask in the mighty name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, by the Holy Spirit, that You would give me the words to speak and not speak. Lord, that people will hear and listen and heed Your word, the Holy Bible, Your message, Lord God. That person who is listening to this message will become a born again by the blood of the Lamb, servant, humbly seeking Your will in his or her life. Lord God, I thank You for this wonderful day You've given us. You're a compassionate God, almighty God. You're our rock and our refuge. You're our strong tower, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that You will have mercy upon our sinful souls, Lord God. Give us the wisdom, the courage, and the boldness. Give us our daily bread, which is the Word of God through Your Son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that we may live, drink, eat, and speak what is pleasing and holy to You, Lord God. Thanking You for all Your many blessings. Too many to recount, too many to even mention. And we thanking You and giving You all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen. This message is coming from the book of Matthew, chapter 23. Beginning in verse 1 from the Complete Jewish Bible. Then Yeshua addressed the crowds and His Talmudim, the Torah teachers, and the Prushim. He said, "Sit in the seat of Moshe. So whatever they tell you, take care to do it. But don't do what they do, because they talk but don't act. They tie heavy loads upon people's shoulders, but won't lift a finger to help carry them." And continuing to read from Matthew chapter 23 from the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Verse 5, "They do everything to be observed by others. They enlarge their phylacteries and lengthening their tassels. They love the place of honor at banquets, the front seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called rabbi by people." In these verses, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, was speaking to His disciples about the religious hypocrites, and He was denouncing them because of their actions or lack of action when it came to speaking and living and doing God's word. Basically, Jesus here, Yeshua, was speaking about titles. Titles can be turned into idols. There's nothing wrong calling a person rabbi, because rabbi means teacher. But when that title becomes an idol, when the title of reverend, pastor, deacon becomes idol, where the person's being worshipped because of that title, then that is wrong, because that person with that title is being set up above God, which in God's eyes is an idol. In these verses in Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 to 7, Jesus was saying that these people who supposed to be observing and teaching others. They're supposed to be living the Word of God as an example to others who are observing their actions are not doing that. They are becoming a hypocrite. Well, what is a hypocrite? From dictionary.com, a hypocrite is a person who pretends to have virtues, moral or religious beliefs, principles that he or she does not actually possess, especially a person whose actions belie stated beliefs. Another definition of hypocrite is a person who feigns some desirable or publicly approved attitude, especially one whose private life, opinions, or statements belie his or her public statements. So Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, speaking to his disciples in Matthew chapter 23, was saying that these scribes and Pharisees seated in the chair of Moses don't do what they do, but do what they say. And another thing he was saying, because they are not practicing what they're preaching, that we should observe our action. We should make sure individually that we are seeking, obeying, and serving Almighty God by our own heart. We do not judge our heart, our compassion. We do not judge our relationship with the Lord based on someone else's level and walk with the Lord. Each and every individual person will be held accountable for his or her own word, thought, indeed. So let's continue reading in Matthew chapter 23, verse 11. The greatest among you will be your servant. 12. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. 13. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You lock up the kingdom of heaven from people, for you don't go in, and you don't allow those entering to go in. 14. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You devour widows' houses and make long prayers just for show. This is why you will receive a harsher punishment. 15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You travel over land and sea to make one proselyte. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as fit for hell as you are. 16. Woe to you, blind guides, and say, whoever takes an oath by the sanctuary, it means nothing. But whoever takes an oath by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by his oath. 17. Blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that sanctify the gold? Continue in verse 23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You pay a tenth of mint, dill, and cumin, yet you have neglected the more important matters of the law, justice, mercy, and faith. These things should have been done without neglecting the others. 24. Blind guides, you strain out a gnat, yet gulp down a camel. 25. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. 26. Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup, so the outside of it may also become clean. 27. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every impurity. 28. In the same way, on the outside you seem righteous to people, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. 29. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous. Verse 30. And you say, If we have lived in the days of our fathers, we wouldn't have taken part with them in shedding the prophet's blood. 31. You therefore testify against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophet. Verse 32. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's sin. 33. Snake, broods of vipers, how can you escape being condemned to hell? 34. This is why I am sending you prophets, sages, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogue and hound from town to town. 35. So all the righteous blood shed on the earth will be charged to you, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Barachai, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. 36. I assure you, all these things will come on this generation. Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, was very straight to the point. He was lovingly, compassionately correcting the Pharisees and the scribes of their hypocrisy action that were causing some of the followers, attendants of the synagogues and places of worship, to become stumbled, tumbled, and rumbled in their walk with the Lord. Because the people would observe the actions of the Pharisees and scribes, he or she may decide not to come to the Lord. He or she may decide to become out of the will of God. So Yeshua, Jesus, lovingly, strictly was correcting them so that they would not continue in that action of hypocrisy. Dear Lord God Almighty, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, by the Holy Spirit, I ask, Lord God, that you will forgive us for any hypocrisy, any feign or belied that life that we're living. Lord God, remove that hypocrisy, remove that hypocrite action that we are committing. Lord, that we will not stumble people to come to know you. Help us to live a life that's pleasing to you, Lord God. Help us to speak, live, and teach, and walk. Let our actions, our words, our deeds that we do every day, Lord God, that we will just be pleasing to you, Father God. And we ask all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, by your holy word and by your Holy Spirit. Amen. If you would like a free Holy Bible and you live within the United States of America, you may go online to our website at butterflyjourney.tripod.com to listen to free Bible teaching and request a free Holy Bible, or you can email us at butterflyjourney@yahoo.com. Lord God, I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, by the Holy Spirit, in the name above all names, that you will bless the listener of this message, help him or her heed it. And Lord God, I pray that we all will come to know and worship and follow you and serve you in truth and in spirit. Amen.